is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
To Saipan, the Northern Marianas, the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, on the eve of celebrating an extremely important memory, 80 years since the U.S. Marines and Army and Navy challenged the Imperial Japanese Army on Saipan in June of 1944, simultaneous with the landings in France. We're looking at a battle that was fought critical to the success of the United States Navy and Marine Corps to defeat the Imperial Japanese Army and Navy. Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies is on Saipan, outside of Garapan, the capital, and looking to ceremonies that will begin on the morning of the 15th, Marianas time. Cleo, a very good evening to you in Garapan. The ceremony will take place at Green Beach, too. You've been to Saipan before. You've talked about Garapan. You've talked about Tinian. What is significant about these events? How is it being regarded by the citizens of Saipan? Good day to you. Good day to you.
Yeah, good day. It is a very touching honor to be able to be here for the 80th anniversary. This was a horrific battle. They all are. But this one was complicated by very large civilian populations. And the Marines had to deal with orphans and a large number of Japanese civilians, thousands of whom were caught up in the middle of it, hundreds of whom committed suicide off of cliffs. The bonsai charges from the Imperial Japanese, who realized that they were going to lose. And this location, Saipan and the neighboring island of Tinian, were considered by Imperial Japan to be, their term was, part of their absolute national defense sphere. So this was a really a last stand. They knew that if they lost Saipan and Tinian, they would be within bomber range of the American forces, which indeed they were. And so this would really mark the beginning of the end of the war for them. What's going on here is, of course, every family, all of the Chamorros and Carolinians native to these islands, have family stories of loss, trauma, dislocation associated with this battle. And I've been privileged to hear many of those stories. Of course, the numbers of those who are here at the time are decreasing, but there's still many in their 90s who hid in caves as the Americans came ashore. And each of those stories of survival is incredibly touching and lives on in the decisions that were made after the war based on the relationships that were developed with the Marines and after the war, specifically the Marines, but also the Seabees. The people of the Northern Marianas voted to join the United States. They had been part of the Empire of Japan from 1914 to 1944, and how the Americans behaved afterwards created so much goodwill that it was complicated, obviously, but they voted to join the U.S. And so the theme of this 80th is 80 years of peace in the Pacific. They're very much focused on the outcome, what happened after, and the decades of peace that came after the battle.
I know, Cleo, talking to you, this is like black and white on one side, 1944, and full color here in 2024, 80 years later. So let's take the black and white side. That's what all the photographs I have of Saipan are there. The 2nd Marines and the 4th Marines and an Army division after the U.S. Navy bombarded the beach area that was landing south of where Cleo is right now. The beaches were designed into colors green and yellow and red and blue. The battle was ferocious, as all those island-hopping battles were. Why this was critical is that the B-29, an extremely complicated aircraft to fly, brand new, had a range that just allowed it to get to and back from Japan. Just a little bit north of Tokyo was its absolute reach. So Once Saipan was secured and Tinian its neighboring island, the B-29s were in a position to burn down Japan. And that is what happened over the months of 1945. Now for the color side, we go to the other side, 2024. The celebration here is of American citizens. They do not, Cleo and I have learned, vote in the presidential contest. They do not send a voting member to Congress, but they do participate in the presidential primaries, and they are American citizens with American passports and can travel freely in the United States of America. And Cleo, on the color side of the photograph, 2024, they're decidedly pro-American, as are all of the territories of the Pacific. Millions of people who are not only patriotic, but I believe they participate in the military service and U.S. service in excess of the percentages of the mainland. Is that correct, Cleo?
They're very high numbers of service members, and they can, they, by the way, the people who go to, they're not in the Senate, they are in the House, and they can participate in committees and things like that up until the last vote. It's, I highly recommend Americans learn more about their fellow Americans in the territories. The relationship is unique and very interesting, and you should go and visit your fellow Americans out in the Pacific Islands to discover the wondrous complexity of the United States of America.
How far is it, Cleo? What, give us some understanding of where Cleo is. She's still in the solar system, but how far away from the East Coast of the U.S.?
So it is from where I am, it's twice as far to get to Hawaii than it is to get to Japan or Manila or Taiwan. And in fact, the main tourism group currently in Saipan are kind of package holiday type tourists coming from Korea. This is Saipan, the United States and Japan share a border here in the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas. This is where the United States touches the Asian coast.
The Northern Marianas, and that the Mariana Islands include Guam. Is that correct? That's the major naval base out there.
Right. So it's a string. The Marianas is a roughly north-south string of islands. The Commonwealth of Northern Marianas is 15 main islands. It's about 450 miles north to south. And then if you continue just a little bit more south, you get to Guam. Guam has a very different history than the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas. Guam became sort of part of the U.S. sphere after the Spanish-American War, so at the end of the 19th century. Saipan and the rest of the Marianas only became part of the U.S. in the 1970s as a result of World War II and then the Trust Territory period and afterwards. So although the peoples are family, the Chamorro are across the Marianas, in terms of political structures, Guam and the Northern Marianas have been separated since the late 19th century.
Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. 80 years, the reenactment of the invasion will begin at Green Beach at 8 a.m. the 15th of June in the Marianas, which is the evening of the 14th in the East Coast of the United States. I'm John Batchelor.